All right. Wait. The sound is... this is my voice on the internet.
What? Okay.
Yeah.
This is the podcast. Tyson and his friends.
Tyson, David, Justin, and our VCR repair podcast.
I don't know where this came from, but...
Tyson and his friends.
Tyson has a strong belief that VCRs are making a comeback.
Everything old's going to make a comeback, Justin. VCR, old clunky tubes... garbage can looking robots.
Here goes with the cable things again. Run those big fat cables across town.
Yes, I want the big clunky cables. I want vacuum tubes, but I want like big vacuum tubes.
Tyson, this isn't the alien ship from Aliens.
It will be. Give it some time, David. Give it some time.
It's not.
Give it some time. This future's going to come to pass. We'll have the big
with the horrible lighting.
Yeah.
Like, for some reason, they could not light their ship worth beans.
Well, they did. It's just they used strobe lights, you know? Because it was all cheap.
It was
at the
all
time.
Solar powered, so they had to do low lighting as much as possible.
Yeah. Mm. Plus, they had to save some money somewhere, you know?
Yeah. It worked.
Building a spaceship takes
it
a lot of money.
It sure did work to make it so you couldn't see all the detail on those aliens.
Yeah.
Yep. And it was cheaper for them.
Yeah, and it makes it easy, you know? I mean, it's animatronic.
They only had to show, like, half the alien's body.
Yeah.
And also and not the mechanical scarier part for you.
Yep.
Aliens, huh?
I wonder how much of Justin's jelly bean eating is going to get picked up by the mic.
Probably a lot.
Yeah, that's fine.
Well,
yeah, that sounds
our
great.
Our sister can't listen
well,
to this.
Well, Aaron
now.
Can't be here. Tyson knows that.
Well, Tyson, why don't you start us off with what you've been playing lately?
Okay.
While Justin and I eat your jelly beans.
Yeah.
Mortal Kombat 2 Arcade, right?
Well, I've got really two main ones. I finished Astral Chain and I finished Link's Awakening for the Switch.
Switch.
Both of those, I'm not going to lie, kind of fill their rentals. Like, they both kind of disappointed me in some ways.
So,
like,
Link's Awakening, you would never play it again?
I don't know.
That version?
That's
what you mean by rental, right?
Yeah, you know, pick it up, play it.
You would never want to own it. Because you don't think you'll play it again.
I don't know. Chances are, yeah.
I can see you not doing that with Astral Chain, because it's more of a once-and-done story.
Yeah, I'm probably not going to pick up Link's Awakening again. Like, the game's...
The fishing is so cute.
Yeah, who cares?
And fun.
Yeah.
My kid's freaked out.
You never did make it through the original
Did you catch
right?
one of the green
no,
ones?
I never played it. Yeah, I did.
You did?
It, yeah.
What was your biggest?
I don't know, 30-something?
Yeah. And I was like 34, 35.
And I got the bottle in there and the fishing thing. And I got
that
the two seashells.
Coke. What is it? Frozen Coke?
Frozen Coke.
Yeah, from Burger King.
I had a Whopper.
Even though we had dinner, on the way home, Justin's like, guys, we got to stop at a drive-thru.
And he used his fancy app to do it.
I got a sweet $3 double Whopper. It was delicious. Best Whopper ever had.
And now he's here eating jelly beans. Where's it going?
Bottomless
I don't
know. Pit right now. I don't know why.
Hollow leg.
It's fine. But yeah, with Link's Awakening, like, here's the thing. There's times I had a lot of fun with it. I think the items in the game are fun. It's got a lot of fun items.
And by the way, Tyson and Justin have both played it, but I have not yet.
Yeah, so
it's on my Christmas list.
Yeah, but like...
But I know a lot about it already.
I found the items fun. It's just, I think the world itself...
Everything's perfect.
Like
I heard that complaint.
Well, no. To me, like, the world itself, I just don't find it as fun.
Did you play the original
the
Game
world.
Boy, though?
No.
Because
I
heard
really
that
remember
people
he tried, but he couldn't get through it.
Right,
it
but for people who did
working.
Back in the day, they enjoyed this one more than people who never did. Because it's like a nostalgic feel, and they've been waiting for like
sure.
better graphics of that game for years. And now their dream came true, and they're like living up now.
Yeah.
So it's different.
I can see that, but for me, you know... Like, yeah, the graphics are great. I do like how the control's a lot better than it does on the Game Boy.
Yeah.
Because you got a lot more buttons that they can work with than on the Game
yeah,
Boy.
Yeah, I heard most people, that was a huge positive for them, and so they would say, yes, buy this version. Because, yeah, you don't have to constantly go in the menu over and over again to switch
yep.
out your items.
Yep. And that's nice. And, like, it's cool to have a Zelda game where it's not about, like, the typical Zelda stuff. There's no Triforce. There's no Master Sword. There's no Zelda... No Ganon.
Yeah.
Just kind of its own thing, which is cool, but it's just when I got playing in the world, I'm like, you know what?
There's no Zelda or Ganon?
This just isn't...
Spoiler alert.
Isn't no. as good as, like, other
Any
Zelda
review
games.
I've heard they say that, so...
I never heard it. Oh, well.
And there's, like, some puzzles that I'm just like, this isn't really that fun.
Oh, Justin, there's a big egg on the top of the mountain.
Oh, my gosh. How could you?
Yeah. And well, I kind of feel that same way with Astral Chain. It's like, there's parts of Astral Chain I had a lot of fun with, like the combat. But then a lot of just maneuvering around the world, doing all the police stuff, I found real boring.
What is the game style for that? What?
It's like an action beat-em-up kind of...
So it's...
Yeah.
It's not RPG, like, no. at all, really.
It's well, like, it's got... It's
elements.
You yeah, equip stuff.
It's got RPG elements, but if you ever played, like, Bayonetta or stuff like that, it's pretty much like
It's like
that.
Devil May Cry.
You go out, you hit stuff with your police baton, and, you know...
You just beat things up.
Yeah.
It's a button masher.
It's a fighter, plus, sort of, like Final Fight?
Kind of,
Streets
yeah.
of Rage?
Well,
but
like David said, it's like Devil May Cry, you know?
Do you remember
so which is like Final Fight, basically.
I played Devil May Cry a little bit.
It's like Onimusha.
Oh, yeah, I remember that one.
It's like Onimusha.
Which had some Resident Evil feel to it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It was made by the same people.
But, yeah. I mean, imagine Onimusha, but without all the Resident Evil, like, skipping around from scene to scene. It's just, you know, 3D
yeah.
environment. And
yeah.
Just killing enemies and...
And again,
leveling
like,
up and improving your stuff.
Yeah, you know, and it's like I had fun with the combat in Astral Chain, but just getting around and doing the other stuff I didn't. And that's kind of why they're both like rentals to me. It's like, you know, there's times where I had a lot of fun with them.
Play it once and you're done.
But then I'm like, you know, this part I'm not liking or that part I'm not liking. And it's just kind of how it was with both those games.
Okay,
but
so
I also.
You're playing Luigi's Mansion 3?
Not yet. Going to start that soon. Oh. But I did play a little bit of the arcade 1-ups Mortal Kombat thing, which is awesome. Hmm. That is fantastic.
Yeah,
oh, Mortal
yet.
Kombat 1 and 2?
But I'm not the biggest yep. Mortal Kombat fan. I do like 2 the best, but that's
2's
not
my
saying
favorite.
Much because I still don't like it that much. But yeah.
So, yeah, I guess we can go to whatever you guys are playing.
Are you still mm-hmm. you still chomping away?
Yeah, he's still chomping.
Okay, I am still on Dragon Quest Builders 2. I know I talked about that the last, like, 2 podcasts. Now this is number 3.
Yeah.
But the good news is I'm in the last 4th and final area. It's really awesome in the 4th final area, so don't want to spoil it for anyone that might ever play it, but I mean, the only person that's going to listen is Jared, right? So
probably.
He's our only listener.
And he's already beaten it.
Just get your daughter Strawberry to beat it for you.
It's really cool at the end, like, area. I mean, he wasn't kidding. He said it was his favorite, and I talked to my daughter, and she says it's her favorite area, too. So yeah, the stuff you're doing is really cool, like... They really mix up the formula from the first 3 areas.
Yeah.
In the last area, they just kind of, like, flip it on its end and just... You're just doing different stuff. And so it's like, oh, it's very refreshing. And that's the way Jared put it. It's like a breath of fresh air that is very needed because that game's long. I'm already 85 hours into it.
Yeah, I think when I saw you, like, a week ago, it was, like, 70 hours.
Yeah, so I've been trying to just stay to it because... Well, Jared's like, well, maybe you need a break. And I'm like, no, if I take a break again, because Dragon Quest XI was my break, put like 20 hours into that. If I take another break, I'm not going to finish this. I just know it. So, anyway, it's fun. I'm loving it. And I'm excited to move on to the next game right after that. So,
we need to do that thing I was joking about earlier today. Do the Minecraft versus Dragon Quest Builders
That'd
build
be cool.
off.
Yeah. Yeah, but how would you stage that? Like,
I don't know.
What,
I think
what
we could
would
just
be the objective?
I think set stuff up where it's like, okay, have themes where it's like, okay, we're gonna make a town. Make mm-hmm. who can make the best looking town or
have objectives because
yeah.
if you don't
but
have
like
objectives
set a
in
time
game,
limit and then
yeah.
who's ever then vote on who's looks the best.
Yeah.
If you don't have objectives or things to do in that game, I don't know what to do.
That's why I like Dragon Quest Builders. You should download the first one's demo.
I
it's
have
fun.
The demo.
Yeah, it's fun. It's a lot of fun. Just do the first one and see if you like it at all. You don't even have to know anything about the game or the story. Just play it. It's fun. The music's great. The characters are funny. The first one has a lot less talking. Holy crap. Even my daughter was like, I'm just skipping this. She's just pushing the button to just skip it. And I'm like, yeah, well, that's what I'm having to do. Or else I'm falling asleep. Just reading all this text.
That's a lot of
And they, like, rephrase the same thing, like, 10 times every time they talk about
it. Is
it
like reading a book, then? They wanted to kind
yeah,
of make it like that?
It's like a full-length novel, this game. That's how much text it has.
Hmm.
I'm not
it
kidding.
It would take me forever.
Yeah, it's
I'm a slow reader.
So much reading. So I have the text on, like, the second fastest text speed, so it, like, zooms in, and I can scan it, and then I skip it. So, yeah, paragraphs and paragraphs at a time. It's just like, oh, my gosh. So that's been a lot of the time is like I'm trying to just stay awake or stay interested. This is the only time I have to play is in the evenings or whatever. So, anyway.
Cool.
That's it for me.
So I've been playing three games mainly. One is you let me borrow Yoshi's Crafted World, and I played that, and I wanted my daughter to play it, and she did play it, and she liked it a little bit, but she's just not a gamer. So she, I wanted her to get more into it than, you know, anybody else, but I ended up playing it more. I got into like the second or third world, I can't remember. Mm-hmm. And that's a pretty fun game. I like it because it's like kind of 3D-ish. You don't interact with just a 2D plane. You kind of have to go into the background. And
yeah, like the foreground background.
I thought that was clever.
It's really fun, and like, and it's cool because when you're aiming, like, you're aiming in all like dimensions or angles. It's a pretty cool idea.
But
it's
still
simple.
Doing a 2D.
Yeah, it's
still
simple,
a 2D
but
system,
but yet still like cool because you're all three dimensions.
Yeah,
but
well,
it's easy for kids.
It like, just snaps to like whatever the nearest object is,
right.
So it's really easy to use.
Yeah, snapping's nice.
So that's what one thing I was playing. The other one is Link's Awakening, like you, trying to work on that. I think I finished just now the second dungeon. So I'm moving along very slowly.
Mm-hmm.
My friend let me borrow it from work. He beat it pretty quick, and he was like annoyed by the builder levels. I guess there's these builder levels.
Yeah, there's a dungeon you can do where you can build
Dompy.
Your own.
And he,
I didn't worry about
it. Yeah, Dompy's things. He didn't really finish those, I think, but he's like, screw it, I'm not even having fun with this. He wanted to 100% it, but then he was like, you know what, I 100% of the game, and I guess to get 100% of the seashells you have to like do his things.
Yeah, there's a seashell you just get from his game.
He just considered it pretty much done. But that's fun, and the kids, like I was telling you, the kids love the fishing. Holy crap, they just, when I, if I use the middle lure, I think there might be a large lure later.
Yeah, there's three of them. At least three I've gotten. So
I use the middle lure to get the green fish, but they can sometimes come off. And the kids love it when I catch one of those. They're screaming, yelling. My wife comes down and thinks someone's dying. And I'm like, we're just fishing in this game.
It's really weird.
And so they love that, and that's been fun. I told David about this, though, like the animation seems a little jittery, where I'm like, wait a minute, this game isn't rendering a whole lot. Like, why is it slowing down? David's like, you might want to just restart your whole Switch.
I think we talked about that last time.
Link's Awakening has, like, frame rate problems.
Does it?
Yeah.
It's a RAM
David said
problem.
If you clear the RAM by just restarting everything and then just load that game, that makes
did
sense.
Did you try that?
I didn't try it, but I didn't restart. Well, I didn't restart.
That's what
I hardly ever restart my Switch.
Well, the game also has frame rate problems, too, and that could
I feel like
also
it's probably just built into the game.
It could. It's probably just a combination of the two problems you're having. Like, the frame rate problem with the game and what David's talking about.
Is no Breath of the Wild, right? Breath of the Wild doesn't struggle nearly as much as that one. And it's processing way more. Like, you can see how far in Breath of the Wild, how far out you can see. It's amazing to me.
You know what I heard about
still blown
Link's
away.
Awakening is it's sold very, very well. It sold like 2.5 million in the first opening weekend.
Mm-hmm.
It's a fun game. And I can't believe that they're charging $60 for it, though. I think that price is a bit steep.
Yeah, that's
a lot of people
say Nintendo's
that. I think like $39.99 is a fair price. Because they worked hard on that, and it's a remake, ultimately. It's been done before, so they didn't have to come up with a new story. They just overlaid nice, pretty graphics on the top. And the music, some of the music's like the same. I love the music. It's very cute and genius. It's a fun game. But then the other one is, of course, I'm back into Breath of the Wild because about a year ago, I got the expansion and I never got everything. I just never even, like, somehow I thought that you had to start the whole game
over.
Wait,
you had already bought the expansion that long ago?
So I bought the Switch version like 2.5 years ago. And I beat it, and then I deleted the game once I got the expansion. I thought you had to play.
No, you just had to.
And I'm like, why did I do that? I wanted to start the whole game over fresh with all the expansion and just do everything from scratch. And so that's what I did.
Yeah,
and,
that's helpful.
And I actually tried Master Mode first, and that's way too hard. I realized later that Master Mode, you're supposed to avoid enemies. That's really the only way you're going to survive.
Until you get
enough weaponry,
and you come back.
But you hit, even a Red Bow Goblin is like fighting one of the white ones later in a normal mode. It's like they take
Well, they don't have red anymore. They only have blue.
Yeah.
All the reds have been replaced by blues and so forth.
So many hits, and all my weapons broke, and I was like, okay, I'm going to have to do that. And so, yeah, I've been playing it again. The thing that's fun is all my two little boys, they're 4 and 7, they love watching me play Breath of the Wild. It's fun to, like, what I do is I get to a shrine, and it's a puzzle, and I love it because I'm like, okay, what do you think I do, boys? Like, what's next? What do you think I'm supposed to do here? And they kind of know, like, the special, what would you call, like, the magnesis and the stasis. Yeah, all the rooms. Know what those do, and I'm like, which one should I use? Now, what should I do here? And then Conrad's usually like, hey, I know, do this. Oh, shoot that. And I'm like, good thinking. Let's try that.
Yeah, anyway. That's fun.
It's fun, and, like, yeah, it's interactive with all of them. And usually I get to spend quality time with them, like, and they sit on my lap, and Adam sits on my lap. He's my little boy, and that's fun. And then I'm doing these new shrines that I've never done before. I've now done, what is it, everything but the Rito shrines. You know how, like, they have three, what are those called? Like,
the new little trial things?
It's not the trials from the Korok Forest. It's there's special shrines where you get, like, I can't remember what they call them. Emblems. That's it. You get emblems instead of spirit orbs. And once you get the three emblems, then you can go fight that Ganon creature again.
Yeah, you get to fight the Blight again.
Yeah, but you have limited weaponry. You have limited, like, resources, and it's kind of hard. I had to Google one of them.
The hard one for me was the water one.
Yeah. He was hard. I had to Google him.
But yeah, I Googled that one. The others I was able to manage, but
I didn't realize that my Urbosa's weapon, all that stuff that you have, you can use it again. I'm like, dude, if I would have known that, charge up the Urbosa's, like, attack, and it takes, like, half of his life away. You know, because it's like a big electric shock pulse. That thing's awesome. And That water blight Ganon was hard. And it's weird because the boss is totally different than the first time you fought him. It's almost like a new boss in the game.
Yeah, they do feel pretty new and fresh when you go back to him like that.
It's kind of cool.
They force, like, the armor that you have to wear.
Yeah. And now I'm looking for the extra armor pieces, like Tingles and Phantom
Armor. Yeah, I liked those because they're like little puzzles.
Yeah.
It's more like a find and seek.
It was a scavenger hunt.
Yeah, a scavenger hunt, really.
I was like, wait,
so
where's this?
That's what was fun about those, is they give you little clues, and then you have to go find them in the big world.
And so I mark it on the map, and I'm like, where could this be? And I'm asking Michael and Wesley, my other boys, and I'm like, do you guys know where this is? Because I don't really want to Google it, but kind of want to put all our minds together, try to find it together. It's kind of fun. And they see the new things that I got on the expansion. Because Michael beat that game, like, years ago. But he's like, I really want to play this again. This game is really cool. Because he's gone through and beat, like, Twilight Princess again. And then Skyward Sword. And now he wants to do Breath of the Wild. And he started playing it on the Wii U. And anyway, Breath of the Wild, it's just, I could talk about that game only. It's, like, one of the most amazing video games ever. I just can't believe that the kind of, like, depth they put in and the work they put into that game. It must have taken thousands of devs and hours, like years, just pouring into that game.
Did you ever play, like, Skyrim or...
I know, I heard those are really cool and big,
too. Well, no, but that's what Zelda's built off of. So it's kind of weird that you say, like...
The same engine?
Not same engine, but same gameplay style.
Open world.
Yeah, so it's kind of weird when you talk about how it's this unique thing when it's like,
well,
it's had these kind of games for, you know, that kind of genre's been out for a while. Like a decade.
Really? Skyrim's been around that long?
Well, not Skyrim, but like Oblivion and stuff like that. Skyrim's been out for a long time, too.
Those ones flew by me because I don't do computer gaming. You have to remember that. And so console gaming, this is like the first one that really got that. That was, like, exclusive for Nintendo or something. And I don't play the other systems either.
That's what I was going to say. Yeah. They've been on the others for a long time, too.
And I was out of the gaming scene, really, for kind of a long time. It wasn't like I was completely out, but I didn't have a Switch. I didn't have a, you know... Then David's like, you got to get Breath of the Wild. And that was when I got a Wii U to play Breath of the Wild. That was it. And then I started getting And before that, I was only playing like the PS2 once in a while. And
sure, sure. Well, it's just kind of it's just kind of interesting to hear that, I guess, for me.
Yeah, it's because different world.
Yeah, because you know, like games like that have existed for a long time, but like you know, you've come in not really playing those.
Never played them.
I just always wonder how like your view would have been on Breath of the Wild if you played a lot of those.
Still, with that said, you have to admit, each of those games, you can loop them all in there. They probably all took a long time to make.
Oh, sure, yeah.
For how big that world is, and to render everything and keep it all connected without having to load a lot. Like, Breath of the Wild only has to load when you go into a shrine or something and you come out. You know?
That's kind of like how Skyrim and those games work.
Yeah. Because you can walk the whole world, and it never has to load once. If you never went into a shrine.
Yeah.
But it's not rendering every detail. It's rendering, like, a certain radius, and then as you get closer, it's rendering more stuff.
Yeah.
Which is smart. I mean...
That's how a lot of those games work.
Yeah, that's how they have to do.
Yeah.
They wouldn't be able to process all that stuff going on. And there's no need to. To see miles out in front of you.
Nope.
Well, except for when you look through your little viewfinder thing.
Yeah.
Which is really cool.
Yeah.
I love zoom being in. Able to look in.
It's really cool. See, there's a problem with this, with PUBG Mobile, and I'm going to change the subject to that. It's a mobile game, so I can completely understand this, but when you're sniping somebody, and they're over on a hill, you think you're hiding in grass, right? But they can see you plain and clear. Because they're not rendering the grass out that far. And they're seeing you just fine. You're just crawling on nothing. Mm-hmm. And they're like, oh, there he is. You're like, what? I was hiding in grass. Well, it doesn't render that. Oh, sorry,
that's
dude.
That's hilarious.
If you're a certain distance out there, that ain't happening.
That is pretty funny.
That's a huge flaw in their graphic engine.
It is.
Right
there. They should render out as far as
people can see. They should have you, like, blobbed out, you know?
Yeah, kind of blurred.
At that far away, you know?
Yeah.
Just...
I mean, it has to be really far. I mean, I'm talking like across a valley, but you can get like an 8x scope that sees super far. I think there's even a 10x scope. Anyway, that was a different game. I don't play PUBG Mobile anymore. I'm just trying to think. Well, of course, Pokemon Go.
I have to say about your Breath of the Wild before you move on again. It's funny that you bring it up, like... I remember talking to Tyson like every day for, I don't know, it was years.
Mm-hmm.
Every single day I'd tell Tyson about Breath of the Wild. That's because, you know,
it was in the works.
I spent a lot of time with that game. And it's just fun to hear you talk about it like the same way. Because, yeah, you can talk about that game for a long time. There's just so much to it.
On that same topic, it's like I've owned the game for 2 years. And there's things, corners of that map that I've never explored, never even seen. Like yesterday, I was playing in the Snowy Mountains, the ones in the top left corner there. Can't remember the names of them.
But, I don't remember either.
There was a spot that I'd never even been. A Korok that I'd never seen. And there's hundreds.
Oh,
there's 700 Koroks I've never seen. And so there's even hundreds more hours I could spend and try to explore everything there. Mm-hmm. The game has tons of replay value. In my mind. And I know it's not for everybody, but everybody likes that kind of game. But, wow. I'm just blown away by how much work they put into that.
I guess that's kind of what's unique about it between your guys' view and my view. Like, I played a lot of other open world games before Breath of the Wild.
You got burned out on them.
Yeah, so a lot of that stuff wasn't, like, super new to me or as revolutionary as it was.
But that being said, Breath of the Wild has a whole unique world to explore.
So, yeah, but sort of like all these other open world games. I mean,
so it sounds like you maybe got burnt out with the idea by the time you got to Breath of the Wild.
Yeah, but it's also like the mechanics and stuff like that. You know, I mean, I've seen a lot of that stuff, you know, by the time I got to it.
Yeah, but I mean, still, it's a whole new experience in a different environment.
Yeah, but again, that's with like any open world game, you could say that. You know, you could say that about Skyrim, you could say that about Oblivion, you could say that about like the Fallout games.
You don't really care for the open world style anymore.
Yeah, it's
like
just,
you're
kind of
burnt out on
it. Yeah, because I played so many.
So by the time you got to Breath of the Wild, you're like, oh, another one of these.
Yeah, yeah.
Dude, I just remember
the
feeling.
So that's what dampened your excitement for it.
Yeah. I mean, I still felt it was a good game. I just, to me, it just wasn't like a lot of people, how people put it as like the second coming of games.
Well, and I played Oblivion, and I 100%ed that game, including the DLC, because I had it on my Xbox 360, and then I never played Skyrim, but that was about the time we were deciding, oh, we're not going to do M games anymore.
Yeah, except for like Gears of War.
And Skyrim's also a first person, so it kind of gives you hope.
Skyrim's...
You can do third.
Oh,
yeah.
You can?
Yeah.
You can do third or first.
Huh.
Same with Oblivion.
Yeah. But the thing is, I mean, I just skipped by Skyrim, and I never played any Red Dead Redemption. I never played any other open world besides Oblivion.
Red Dead Redemption.
So that was my only experience. So by the time I got to Breath of the Wild, like 10 years later, it was awesome. It was fantastic.
So it's just different experiences.
A lot of it was new for me, whereas you'd just been playing one after the other pretty much.
Dude, I still remember, though, when I first got it on the Wii U, and just... I was in awe.
Yeah, it blew me away.
Some of those nights when I was playing it, I would stay up till like 2 or 3 a.m. You did too. Well, and I was like trying to complete... I couldn't stop just running around exploring in random... Just going anywhere. Just getting lost in the map and just like not knowing where I was because you weren't familiar with it yet. Now we are. And it would be fun to maybe wipe our memory clean and start it over again.
Yeah.
Like my friend says he wishes he could do that. And play Breath of the Wild over again.
You know, my imagination of, like, while I was playing that, if I can remember how it was, I would, like, climb up these mountains, and I was, like, singing, climb every mountain. Like, I don't know why, because I was, like, climbing every single mountain.
Dude, I wanted to climb all those peaks. You know all those, like,
rounded... And I got to every top one, because I noticed, oh, there's Koroks in almost all these peaks.
Yeah.
And so I'd look for the next one and find out how to get over there.
Yeah, you know Kakariko Village?
Where was I now?
That's the place where I got lost. In Kakariko Village, those little, like, rounded mountains next to it. There's tons of them. And I just started wandering them. I'm like, I can literally go anywhere here? What the heck? It was, like, mind-boggling to me.
Well,
and I just had never seen that. And, like, I would stay up and I'd be, like, getting lost. And it would be 3 a.m. And I'm like, I probably should go to bed. But this is way too interesting for me. Graphics, because I'd never had a 1080p video game system up to that point. I was playing the Wii. That was my main system before that. I was playing Skyward Sword a lot.
And you're Just Dance 2020?
Yes. Oh, you
Wii.
Got me there.
Yeah, you bought that, right?
Yeah, and so, like, seeing this was, like, totally breathtaking. I was like, dude! And the reflections on the water, just, and when you go in the shrines and everything's just kind of glowy and, like, oh, the resolution was like... I mean, I know there's way better resolutions than that now. But the thing is, Nintendo's not about, like, making the best graphics in something.
At least, yeah, for, like, the past decade or so.
They've never really been about that.
They have up until, like, the Wii. Like,
yeah. They wanted to push some of it at some point. But then, I think at some point now, they've realized, well, we're behind the game on that. But it's not all about graphics.
Yeah.
It's about fun.
Well, they changed when the Wii came out because they couldn't really keep up with the cost of those machines.
Well,
and
the Wii did so well for so long. They didn't need to make a new system. I feel like they got kind of like lackadaisical with the Wii in that era. They were like, what's the point? We're making so much money with this Wii. People keep buying them. Years later, we don't need another system.
Yeah, getting complacent there.
Yeah. I think they did.
Yeah, that's a pretty typical thing that happens.
That happens
with
BlackBerry.
That's what happened
with
PlayStation.
Yep, with
PlayStation
PS3.
3 went boom because PS2 was just a powerhouse.
Yeah, and Sony was in that mindset of, we could just poop in the box and people would buy it.
Yeah,
and it
that's
didn't
what
happen.
Happened with
didn't
BlackBerry, happen. Novell,
well, they sold that
other
poop
companies
for $600. That price point was not okay.
No.
Some people are satisfied with the product they have and they're like, we don't need to do anything to this. Because BlackBerry had their phones and Novell had their stupid enterprise products.
Novell, like, ruled the networking world for a while with NetWare.
And government still had all their stuff.
Yeah.
And then government's like, dude, you guys aren't updating shiz.
All,
like, we're done with you.
All
like,
Novell had to do was really just integrate TCP/IP in, and they could have just dominated, and they took too long to do that.
They just, they needed to get up to par with what everyone else was doing.
They did.
Same with BlackBerry. Like, you really couldn't let go of freaking... touch buttons or the physical keyboards. And I know there's some people who want that, but most people actually don't. If you take a look at the numbers, most people are okay getting to a touch screen. Like, there were a few who are like, against it, you know. But BlackBerry, it ended up being their demise.
It's crazy how that happens with a lot of those companies. They're really big on top, and then they just get complacent and...
Yeah, they just like, well, we don't need to change this. We've got this.
Yep, they just think everyone's going to be there forever.
And the government actually had all BlackBerries for a long time. Did you know that?
And everybody they were secure.
And they had BlackBerry Enterprise Mail or something. There's the BlackBerry Mail server. And most government had it. Now government's all getting out of that and getting iPhones because they're really secure.
Well, yeah, the government's got to upgrade their 286 at some point, Justin, you know?
A lot of government customers that we have still run, like, IE 7 or 6, even.
Yeah.
It's like, are you kidding?
Government IE
6?
Government is, supported. Yeah. Government just runs a lot of old stuff. They still have stuff running, like, floppy disks and, you know. There's, like, planes out there still with zip drives in them and stuff.
Well, it's probably because they feel like it's more secure.
It's not just that. It's just it worked, and that's what they went with. And
I might get in trouble for saying this, but when I was at EMC... We actually, one of our customers was the White House. And we connected to a storage array. But guess how we had to do it? They had to actually go in and plug in the hardwire for the modem. It was a modem. When we had faster connections than modems, but they chose to use a modem because modems are harder to hack. They're so slow. What hacker's going to want to mess with a modem? Yeah. And well, so they had to plug it in. When we were connecting, and then unplug the cable when we were done.
That's awesome. When I worked at like EMC's competitor, NetApp, we had Blizzard as a client. I think Blizzard still has them. Yeah,
we had Blizzard. We had Blizzard as a
it was EMC always fun. Customer. Yeah, it was always fun to see like Blizzard Entertainment tickets come in.
Yeah,
because they're always beating people like, no one touch that.
Yeah, I remember helping Blizzard a few times.
Yep.
I'm trying to think of other game companies. I think we have Nintendo as an Oracle customer.
Mm-hmm.
Nintendo of America. We got the LDS Church.
Oracle does a lot of work. Yeah,
there's a lot of people use Oracle apps. I could name a whole bunch, but
man, I still love it that the government runs on obsolete technology. That's probably where I can go get my like garbage can robots and chunky wires and just go to like the Pentagon and be like, look, I want your outdated technology. Just give it to
new
me.
Tech too, because they got the spy center over there. They're probably listening to this podcast. And they have new tech where, basically, I heard Adobe has this too, where their server room, they actually direct the heat coming out of the servers and make it come to the building when it's winter time. So they're just using that air to heat inside.
That's smart.
Yeah. Might as well.
Yeah, you got all that hot air.
Hot air. It's like, yeah. You're just going to blow it out into the air in the sky and waste it.
Well, you got to.
Very smart.
So they have things like that going on, but they are using a ton of water. I know Saratoga, was it Bluffdale? Wanted to shut them down. And all the surrounding cities, Eagle Mountain, Lehigh, they all wanted to shut down the NSA.
What were they doing, water cooling everything?
That's how they do that. They use tons of water. Mm. Facebook's going to have to do the same thing when they have their data center out there in Eagle Mountain. Anyway.
Man, for these so-called green technologies, man, we use a lot of...
I know. I was thinking about
a lot of resources to keep those going. Like
electric cars.
Even electric cars, people I was going
like,
to say that.
Oh, I'm so green. And then you're like, well, now your power plant's having to produce...
Yeah, and you know, what are you going to do with that battery?
I guess if you have solar panels on your roof, or
yeah, but
you
even
know
solar
your
panels
coming from a dam or from a windmill, but most of our power in Utah is coming from coal.
Yeah, where are you going to plug
the funny
in?
Part
most
is...
Most of it's coal, and it's not clean.
To make all that green power, man, it takes a lot of dirty power to do that.
Yep.
And I heard it's not pretty to recycle a car battery. One of those big ones that's 100% battery. Those batteries are huge. You don't recycle them. What do you do with that thing?
Well,
you just toss it aside and let the battery acid
melt it
just,
down
yeah.
in China.
Yeah.
Get three-eyed kids over there.
Yep. Just let the battery acid do its work.
They have to just disassemble them slowly.
Probably got
to
do something with it. You probably have to send it in.
There's probably
a recycling deposit fee or something.
Yeah, there's probably like barrels buried somewhere with like all the battery acid and other junk. It's
underground somewhere.
Yep, getting into our water. Yeah,
like the episode of The Simpsons where he goes golfing and underneath the golf course is
he
pokes the tee in the ground and all of a sudden
all the garbage shoots up. Oh, I want to see that happen in real life.
Toxic
waste. I'd love to see that.
Oh, man.
Not the toxic waste, but at least the garbage, you know, where someone...
Some garbage.
Yeah, just shoots up.
It reminds me of Spirited Away.
Oh, jeez.
You remember that?
Yeah.
When she's pulling the bicycle handle out, also just go... And all the garbage,
from the, and garbage comes out.
Was that the one with Ham?
The river spirit... No, that's Ponyo.
Spirited Away has Japanese the pig enemies. Parents. The yes, parents are pigs. Like pigs. Yes. My kids were freaked out by that scene.
Yeah, it's pretty scary.
They cried. They didn't know that was going to happen. And the parents, all of a sudden, they just were pigs the next scene, and they were like, ah!
My wife, she watched that for the first time when she was, like, violently ill.
Uh-huh.
Like, throwing up ill. And so she saw that part where they're eating all the food and just stuff.
She probably
and she
barf.
Was just like, oh, she had to throw up.
It's
it was
gross.
So disgusting, all the food.
But it's genius. Those are fun movies. That's a good movie.
My daughter, I'm going to call them Gnome and Gizmo now.
Oh, yeah.
Because that's their
strawberry
names.
Oh, man.
Gnome and Gizmo are their nicknames. So
I don't know who Gnome...
Gnome is the older one.
Okay.
So, yeah, I took Gnome with me to the Spirited Away event, Fathom event, in the theater. It was fun. Saw Spirited Away.
Cool.
Uh-huh.
It's a good movie. So do we want to segue into Death Stranding and that whole...
Death?
Fun.
Have you been hearing about that? Apparently,
Kojima, who made Metal Gear Solid, made a new game.
Death Stranding.
But he's all on his own with his own development studio. And it's called Death Stranding.
Yeah, because Konami fired him. No, him and Konami had a big falling out.
So basically, since the beginning of the PS4 announcement, they've been toting this game, right?
It's been a while.
Right? It's been like the last 2 years.
It's been going on forever.
So, yeah. I'll let Tyson tell it because he knows most
do
about
I?
You probably do. Or do you want me to take the lead?
Well,
I can say what I know and then you can fill in
yeah,
the notes.
Yeah, go ahead.
That works
cause,
good.
Because I don't know where we're
is
starting.
Is it a Metal Gear story or no?
No, it's a whole new thing. This anyway, from the beginning, like the story was really weird looking.
Mm-hmm.
And all you knew from the beginning is there's just some guy wandering around and he's got a baby. And you're like, what's the baby?
But
at?
It's but it's
the
one of those
in
like
a little incubation.
Yeah,
thing.
It's like a growing
baby. He's
got to
carry it with him, and it's
really?
Like, what the heck is
like
going
a real
on?
Human baby?
Yeah, a real human baby, and it's in a little like yellow pea yellow tank. And
it's, yeah, cool. it's basically the baby's being developed in that tank, I think.
Cloning.
So anyway, it's with him all the time, and then you find out more. He's a delivery guy. He's delivering, and he's walking across you know the nation delivering. Parcels. And then they show the fun part. You can pee in the game. So he's out
ooh.
There peeing.
Well, you can do that in Metal Gear, remember?
I'm sorry, that didn't... I saw that and I was like, why?
He can go up to urinals and go, ah.
No, not
and
even
then steam
urinals,
comes out
like
behind.
Pee on the ground out in the
yeah,
wild.
People lost their minds over that. Like, that was the greatest thing ever to happen
wait,
to gaming.
We're not showing genitals, are we?
No.
No.
Okay.
The camera turns... Ooh. But, like, people lost their mind over that. Like, it was the greatest thing
that
ever happened.
The piss
probably. I don't know.
I don't know that part.
Hey, look, there's a cockroach. I want to get him. 10 points.
Like, I don't... To me, it's like, I don't... Look, it's more fun to think, like, does Lara Croft go to the bathroom than to know that she does. You know, I'm sorry. It's just...
Leave it up to the imagination.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
Anyway, at this point, people are like, now we're really confused about what this game is. And at some point, Kojima's like... Yep, this is the game. I just showed you pretty much everything there is to do in the game. And people are like, what? You just deliver crap and you pee and you take care of this baby? Like, that's the game?
Hey, it's like the
for
Goose
real?
Game, then.
And they're like, yeah, that's
just
it.
Just random stuff.
So then the game comes out and people are, well, I guess first the reviewers get it. And they're like, this game's
critics.
Amazing. It's a masterpiece. It's beautiful.
Except they're saying it's beautiful, but it's boring.
And then they're
9
like,
out of 10.
The game is not fun. And they're like, what? So they're confusing
the game
everybody.
Is not fun, but it's
a not
9
fun,
out of 10.
But it's
yeah.
a masterpiece.
Yeah, it's a masterpiece and
I
not
don't
fun.
Get it.
And
so,
then,
yeah.
And Kojima's,
here, you fill in the blank.
Kojima's whole view on it is messed up. He's like, the people who aren't getting it, they just like first person shooters.
Yeah, he's like, in
it's
America,
like,
you guys don't appreciate this game because
yeah.
you only like
oh,
Call of Duty.
Ripping on America.
And
yeah.
he's like, French and Italians, they get it, and you know the Japanese
they're weird.
Too. They get this because it's art and it's creative and it's not your run of the mill game.
Yeah, yeah, it's not a first person shooter.
And it's
like
so. Yeah, it's not a first person shooter.
Horrible
so.
Blanket statement.
Yeah, that is. That's
and
also
so
racist.
Then people are like, well, let's take a look and see what the top rated games were. Oh, look, top 20, no first person shooters made
yeah.
on the list.
Breath of the Wild's in the top 20.
And I don't know. plus with Kojima, I've got nothing against the guy. I enjoy his Metal Gear Solid games, but...
Well, I've heard plenty of people say, if it wasn't even Kojima, they would still either like or dislike the game.
Yeah, but I don't understand the weird, like, religious following he has.
Yeah, well, he's just like any celebrity that has, like, a god following.
I just don't understand.
People idolize celebrities, and that's one of the...
The people treat him like he's a gaming design god, and it's just so weird.
Oh, did you hear there's some Japanese company, this guy that is like a CEO of some Japanese company. Oh, Fumitsu, right? He's the main guy of Fumitsu. They put him in the game, and then gave the game a 10, perfect 10 rating. So basically the people that were reviewing the game, they put their CEO in the game,
and it's like,
so then of course he's going to give it a perfect 10.
They idolize
him. Cuz he's in the game.
Yeah. I've heard of stuff like that from Famitsu all the time. I've heard that like
suck up to their boss.
Well, basically. Not just that, but I've heard that they have so many friends in the gaming industry that they can't give a game a bad rating.
They can't fail, yeah.
It's kind of like a country where there's a tyrant ruling the country and you can't not support him.
Exactly. But this tyrant loves cheese.
Yeah,
and it doesn't matter how many of the citizens
and you're
suffer.
Scared into not
so
supporting them.
The game also has Conan O'Brien. It has and it has like three other major celebrities. Like your main
Have
guy is based on a
those
major
Conan
celebrity.
O'Brien things.
Yeah, Norman Reedus.
Yeah.
Have you watched those Conan O'Brien little things where he's
playing
a video game?
Yeah, yeah. Conan plays and he does all
those are the best.
I've watched those. I've heard.
Oh, they're
them.
Hilarious.
Seen them.
There's this
they're
one
funny.
Where he plays Call of Duty, I think, or something. And he is trying to figure it out, and he does not get video games. He is so funny. When
but
he
knows Kojima, so yeah. He got in the game.
The thing is the guy's smart, and he's just funny. You gotta watch it. Like
I should. Yeah.
Maybe we should watch it together after this. But
you ever seen the Conan ones where he goes to different countries? There's one where he went to like South Korea and went to the DMZ and actually went into the building where it crosses the North Korean border.
Oh, jeez. He didn't get blown up by a mine?
No.
Because I've heard there's minefields.
Well, he was in the borders. He was in the building at the DMZ, so unless they like open the door,
DMZ is
like
the middle where both should be able to go.
Anyway, that's all there's probably about to say about Death Stranding.
Yeah.
Probably. Other than when your baby gets upset, you have to gently rock your controller to get it to calm down. So you'll be like running because you're in like this intense sequence, and you're running around, you're jumping around. And or maybe you're walking along, and it's like a walking simulator.
You're delivering the parcels,
and you have to path out where you're going to go, and you have to watch the terrain because you could trip on a rock. And if you do, your baby goes wah, wah, and you have to calm down the baby with the controller.
I'm going to be playing the game around Christmas,
and you have to do it like this.
Yeah, it came out like a week ago.
And it's on which
you can
platform?
You can't do SIDS
PS4.
With it. If you do SIDS with your baby, it's
NPC
bad.
Next year.
Huh.
I'll be playing the game around Christmas.
Oh, and they have a limited edition controller that's that pea yellow color.
Do they really?
I was hoping you would say that they had a limited edition controller that's shaped like the baby. That's what I want.
The pea controller has a baby in it.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. This guy, he's...
Is he on drugs?
Probably.
Kojima, man, he's probably deep into...
You think he's just, like,
LSD
coked up all the time?
LSD, man.
Well, I mean, if you've seen anime, it's like...
People who are, like, genius, but also come up with weird stuff.
I've never really been into much anime.
Yeah, anime gets really weird, and so that's basically...
That's an understatement.
It's like Justin was saying, so much anime out there is just about the big,
The juggies.
Yeah, I guess they say well-endowed women.
I was going to say, too.
Who are 15.
I was going to say, too, Kojima basically is making movies with this, so that's why a lot of people liked it.
He has a
cult following.
Because
the experience is amazing. So he's basically got like 2 to 3 hour cutscenes in this game.
Yeah, so it's like Metal Gear style cutscenes.
So, yeah, you're just sitting there watching a movie pretty much. So a lot of people are like, well, I bet he's going to direct a movie someday.
I've heard that's what he wants
Sounds
to do.
Like the same kind of thing you have going on with like Kill Bill and Pulp Fiction, the guy who makes those movies. Can't remember his name right now.
Yeah, I know who you're talking about.
But
Quentin something, isn't it?
Quentin
Tarantino.
Yeah,
he is like really gory, like over the top, kind of like. But people love his stuff. They love Kill Bill.
It's a weird
mind-bending
experience. That's why.
Yeah, and I'm like, I watched Kill Bill, and I'm like, I don't see the adoration here.
I like Kill Bill and I like Pulp Fiction, but, you know.
I saw his most recent one, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood or something. That was like a brand new one. Who did it have in it? It was Brad Pitt and, what's his name from Titanic?
Oh, Leonardo DiCaprio?
Yeah, it had those two.
I like Leo, actually.
And Leo was playing a, like, country western star.
He's a good
actor. Like,
an
old spaghetti western star, and then Brad Pitt was his stunt double.
Mm.
And so they were, like, making spaghetti westerns in Hollywood, but it's a movie about them making a movie.
Weird.
And so it was kind of weird. Like, they did this double kind of pain thing. It was kind of cool.
He's
though.
A weird guy, though. Like, he's creative, I think.
The game was... The game. The movie was clean the whole time until the very end, and then they just beat the crap out of these
That's
kind of
what happened in Kill Bill.
Like, it was clean
Kill
the
Bill,
whole time.
That
well,
scene at the end? Holy
everybody... Kill Bill was pretty gory. I mean, everybody...
Over the top gory.
Yeah.
It's laughable.
Well, that's what happened is, this guy gets blown up even.
Yeah.
It's like...
Sounds like his stuff.
No, he takes a flamethrower and just flamethrows this guy at the end. Mm. And he's just like...
Speaking of movies, did you guys hear that... They're making a new Matrix movie.
I want to say yes, and they're bringing back the Trinity lady somehow.
Bringing back both of them, Neo and Trinity.
Somehow she doesn't die. Somehow Neo didn't die. I don't know.
But apparently the two guys, the Wachowski brothers, who are now the Wachowski sisters, by the way.
Yeah.
They both got sex changes, and so they're both working on it. And apparently the story is coming along. So, and that's supposed to be good. And I'm like, sweet. I love the Matrix. The second and third, they're just... We kind of pretend that they don't exist.
Well, I never got big onto The Matrix. It was an okay series.
The first one is just genius. Pure genius.
I mean, I should like it, but...
Go watch the first one again. That's your assignment.
Yeah, no.
Just the first.
Mm-hmm. I've seen it enough times.
Enough times?
Yeah.
There's never enough
times. There's always enough times. Yeah, he moves around, bullets fly everywhere, ladies in latex, whatever. Yeah,
isn't that your favorite thing?
In a way, yeah. That's why I said
you there, Tyson.
That's why I said I should like the movie more than I do, but
yeah. I showed it to my wife once and she was like, "I'm good. I don't have to watch this ever again." She just wanted to know what it was about.
The first one.
Mm-hmm.
She didn't bother with Reloaded or
No, I've not even seen those, so.
You haven't?
No.
Oh, geez.
I don't care about it that much.
Think of, like, this weird orgy underground.
That was one little scene, yes.
Yeah, one little scene. It's just, you know.
Yeah, I'm good. I don't need to watch it.
Yeah.
That
anyway,
big party scene.
Let's talk about Disney Plus before we...
Yeah, we all here have Disney Plus. Even
Did you
me,
get it?
The big
subscribe?
No. Of course not.
No, you want to.
Why?
There's
Star Wars.
There's nothing on Disney Plus I'm going to watch.
Star Wars and Marvel movies were your two favorite things, Tice.
Do you know how... I'm so slow on Marvel movies. It doesn't
knows
even
what
matter.
Marvel is. Yeah.
Marvel what?
I know,
yeah,
like
Superman.
So what? It would leave him with Disney princesses.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Like if I want to watch The Little Mermaid, I'll just buy the DVD or Blu-ray or whatever.
But Tyson, they have Remember the Titans on there.
I don't even know what that is. Is it a football
movie?
Disney
movie. Yeah, it's a Disney football movie. Good job, Tyson.
You knew it, Tyson.
I took a stab
Washington.
In the dark. Denzel Washington.
Doesn't it have Denzel Washington?
I don't know.
Yeah, he's the coach.
Secretariat. There's all
sounds,
these kinds
like
of like
a horse
inspirational
movie.
Disney movies. Yep.
Oh, and they have the National Geographic
and the National Treasure
stuff.
Movies.
Oh yeah, with that one guy and he's all going around finding treasure and
like
he has
him.
That weird passive aggressive relationship
movies.
With his wife.
I used to like that guy,
Nicolas Cage.
Yeah, I used to like him.
That's my wife's favorite actor.
Definitely
yeah,
not mine. Not mine.
Him.
I have to laugh.
She has a thing for him.
Me, it's Jeff Bridges.
I think he's just funny. Yeah, he talks funny in some of his movies. So, The Mandalorian.
Yes.
We talked about that
at
the dinner.
Oh, yeah, on the way
it's
to dinner.
It's way cool.
Just, no.
Tyson.
It's very well done.
It's really a good show.
The costumes alone were just amazing.
I'm like, what?
I was like, this is just like...
I felt like it was movie quality.
I get
it.
There's lightsabers and
no,
pew,
weren't.
Pew,
there
pew.
There wasn't a single
and...
lightsaber.
No, there were no
of course,
lightsabers.
There's only been one episode. They're only going to release one episode a week.
There will be some Jedi, I'm pretty sure.
There's probably going to be.
I don't know. I just never got big into Star Wars as a kid. I was just one of those kids. I was like, okay, this is kind of boring to me.
Everybody makes mistakes, Tyson.
But I'm excited about Disney
Everybody
Plus.
Everybody poops. You know?
I'm excited about Disney Plus because of all the Star Wars stuff. But like
everything else,
we've been trying to collect Disney movies like our whole marriage. And so now we don't really even have to collect collect anymore.
Yep. And we have a whole bunch too. And
it's nice to have it all in one spot. Like,
mm-hmm. And it's cheaper than Netflix. It's half the price.
Yeah. Yeah, my wife last night was like, yeah.
Well, you almost messed up there, David.
It's all right. Anyway.
We still calling her Coconut, or are we going to go by a different name?
You can call her anything but her name.
Okay. I'm going to have some more jelly bellies.
Anyway. No, I was just going to say, you know, she was like, well, I've been waiting so long for this.
And I love the juicy pear ones.
It's great. So.
Yeah, it's probably going to be a no-brainer moment for me eventually. Just right now, I mean, my friends have Plex. You know, I've told you what Plex is, right?
Yeah.
And basically, they have every show and movie you can imagine. Mm-hmm. But having it right there with, like, no buffering issues and the server might be down or whatever, and no problems with subtitles, those are things I run into on theirs. Just, I don't know, $6.99 a month? That's pretty good deal.
Yep. Oh, that was cinnamon. That's good.
My favorite is popcorn.
Popcorn's not bad.
Buttered popcorn. This one is jalapeno. That's just weird. Did you know they have a jalapeno?
Or is it watermelon?
That one was watermelon.
Yeah.
Good call. I know that watermelon and jalapeno look a lot alike.
I think the jalapeno only comes in like special bunches.
We got margarita. We'll get some drinks going on here.
I went to the Jelly Belly facility where they make them in California, and I had a beer. I had a beer one.
Huh.
Broke the word of wisdom just for a jelly bean.
Okay.
Was there even beer in it,
or is it just beer flavor? Like beer, it's not alcoholic.
They wouldn't enough alcohol in it to do anything.
It has no alcohol. Zero.
They did.
But it shows you how they're all made. It takes them 7 to 8 days to make one jelly bean. Because it has to go through all these processes.
Well, but they do it in a big batch.
They do it in big batches.
They do it one at a time. That's why it's so expensive.
This machine here in all this corner is going to do this flavor all week long. Yep. And then there's several of them. So you see the same color coming out of these ones. And they have these huge racks that are just full of them at different stages. And then, you know, these ones got all the jelly center done, but then they have to go get the coating here, and then they come over here and they get another coating, and then they get polished over here, and then they get stamped with the Jelly Belly logo. There's a whole bunch of steps.
Yeah, it's basically like Krispy Kreme donuts, you know? They got to run those through batch at a time.
They only have two facilities. One's in Taiwan, I think, and one's there in California. And that's where all the Jelly Bellies come from in the world.
That's where Jelly Bellies are born.
California one.
I think it's in San.
I'm pretty sure I've been to that California one.
What was that? It's just along I-80.
I think we might have done that when I was in high school. I think I was on my band or my a cappella tour. I think we stopped by.
Wait, in high school?
Yeah. We went on tour to California.
I never got to do anything cool like that in high school.
It was fun.
So if you drive out to Reno, you start driving down into California, past the Sierra Mountains, the lake, whatever that lake is called.
Winnipesaukee, right?
No. Tahoe.
What about Bob?
Tahoe.
Yeah.
You start going down, and it's down that way.
And now you got me thinking about Bob Hoskins.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't he pass away years ago?
What was a movie I watched recently?
With Bob Hoskins?
No, that was really funny.
Super Mario Brothers?
No.
We've gone way off the rails here.
We started talking about movies.
Talking about games?
No, we got on the subject of
No,
movies.
We're talking about jelly beans. Justin made a North Korea joke about 30 minutes ago.
I did not. You did.
What? No, Justin.
You were ripping on them.
You were the one. You
what the?
You better watch out.
They're
going to
find
listening.
Us.
Yeah.
Yeah, on whatever.
They got a satellite connected in.
Yeah.
Here.
Yeah.
What about the MK? You didn't say much about the MK machine.
Said it was fun.
Like, where's your stand? I thought you bought like the riser.
Yeah, it's in the box behind the couch.
Oh, yeah, remember you had to put that together for him.
I was going to put it together this weekend, but then
I actually do
doing
like
other
doing
stuff.
That kind of stuff. So, you know, I do too.
Yeah. Justin was like, I'm coming over. We're putting this arcade machine together. I'm like, okay.
Now that it's built, it's like, Well, I don't really have time to play it, but I liked putting it together.
Yeah.
That was fun. I do want to play Mortal Kombat before we leave.
Yeah, that's fine. I don't care. I played some Mortal Kombat 2 today. So good fun. Times.
So fun.
So nice to have. I mean, yeah, it's emulated, but man, it still kind of feels like you're playing the real thing. Yeah.
It really does. It's well emulated.
Yep.
If that's such a thing to say.
The only thing I wish is, I wish they let you go in and change like the options like you can on a real arcade machine.
Or like, make it like, I don't know, difficulty down or something.
Yeah.
Some of those difficulties are like impossible.
Yeah, I got to like Goro in Mortal Kombat, and after like 30 minutes of playing, I was like, I'm gonna give up. This is getting too frustrating.
So you didn't beat it yet?
Not yet. It's something I still want to do. Mortal Kombat? Haven't beaten any of the Mortal Kombats on the arcade machine.
They're hard.
Yeah. Yep.
Well, I'm trying to think of who I could play on that. You guys don't really play. You would play me.
Play what? I'd play Sonya, and then I'd
Tyson
brag about
Tyson just remembers
Sonya.
The times when I would play him in fighting games and throw the controller.
I don't
he remember remembers me getting violent.
I remember you threw the controller. It was probably a 64 controller at the tube TV once. I thought that tube was going to get cracked.
Those things have glass this thick.
Yeah, the tube was fine, and
the controller didn't even break.
Yeah, I was like, that controller has to have broken, but
those N64 controllers were friggin' strong.
And those things would tear your skin apart in Mario Party.
Yeah.
Jeez,
palm of your hand.
That's why they never had those like rotating stick games ever come back.
Nope.
They got sued.
I threw a few controllers in my day.
Me too.
I dropped a couple bombs.
My Super Nintendo controller still got the cracks in them.
Super Nintendo?
Yep.
Wow.
I threw in an NES controller when I was really little. Got really mad. And it cracked the casing, but... And Ryan got really mad. He's like, you gotta break it! Something like that. A long time ago. I think it was that Street Fighter 2010. Remember that game?
Yeah.
They're like this dude in a metal suit jumping around.
Isn't his name flips. Ken?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And jumping around doing flips, shooting something out of your hand. Freaking hard game.
That was a fun game.
Capcom made it.
Talk about a misleading title, though. Popping that in like, I'm going to get some Street Fighter on
Capcom
the Nintendo.
Capcom just wanted to take a Street Fighter game and turn it into a platformer.
I actually had a lot of fun with that game. I'm not sure. Fun. I thought I might have beaten it even.
It's super hard.
I got really, really, really far in it.
I would congratulate you a lot if that happened.
I know I got far.
So
that's
did I.
It. We're going to have
Battletoads. Tyson doesn't believe us that we got to the snake level in Battletoads.
Nobody has ever made it past the third level of Battletoads. Nobody even knows if it goes past that.
It's all a myth because no one can make it that far anymore.
Yeah, it's all a myth.
They all lost the touch. Like, that never happened.
Nobody knows. I've never seen David's wife do it.
The only ones who can maybe do it anymore are the Asians who, like, can jump on Goombas and Koopa Troopas all the way through the levels.
Like, 4 times in a row, yeah.
Yeah.
Totally not racist there at all.
Yeah,
no, not bad.
No stereotypes.
Mm.
No stereotyping here.
They exist
here,
for
no,
a
sir.
Reason. It's a compliment to the Asians. Come on.
Sure, I'm sure that's how they take it.
Yeah, of course. Mathematicians, math geniuses, beat Mario levels without touching the ground. These are serious talents.
I find it amazing people who are writing like AI to play those games.
Yeah,
you ever
like
seen
Celeste?
Those?
Yeah, they have.
Where the AI learns and.
Mm-hmm.
Really.
Yeah, they have Autobots play their playthroughs, and they just try and basically find the most efficient way to get through each spot, and it analyzes each step, pretty
just
much.
One step closer to Skynet, Tyson.
Yep. Oh, man, I hope Skynet brings in the chunky robots.
What?
I want my chunky robots.
Chunky
Tyson,
robots.
You'd love Star Wars. There's plenty of chunky robots in Star
Wars. Star
Wars
is boring, David.
There's, like, big box robots.
Yeah, freaking trash cans on feet.
Basically,
yeah,
that's what they saw.
Yeah, but it's mixed with all the Star Wars stuff.
I know, they had the same kind of droids walking around. I was like, sweet!
I want the chunky robots, but I want it without the Star Wars. Can I get that?
No, it's not doable.
Did you like that part at the beginning when the guy gets chopped in half? By that door.
Oh, yeah. I was like, okay. This is not gonna...
That's
the
safety hazard.
The rest of it was, like, pretty...
The first thing my wife said was, they really need a sensor on that door so that doesn't happen. Like your garage door.
Yeah, I was saying the same thing.
Like your garage door has.
If a door is going to be able to cut a person in half, you might want to be able to open back up
It was like an iris door. And yeah, the iris. Like, you know how they did all the time on Stargate? The iris would just close on people.
And if it closes on you, and it's going to cut you in half. And it did that.
I just want to see like the HR report for that. Yeah, Doug got cut in half. We told him not to mess with the door.
The Mandalorian did it.
I know this is kind of off topic, but I was thinking about the Stargate iris. Did you ever watch Stargate, Justin?
Yeah, the movie?
The show, the series.
I got through the second season, and they
develop an iris that covers the hole so that unwelcome visitors come.
So it blocks people out.
They put it like millimeters in front of the event horizon. So you can
get through still.
So, yeah, but you think you materialize, but then what happens to your body? You go right up against the iris. Shield. So you would think on the back of the iris is just gore. Just all over that thing. Right?
It's compressing like a windshield that gets splattered against.
Instead, all you hear is boom. Boom, every time
they hear it sometimes.
Through. Well, maybe it doesn't finish materializing and just the energy hits.
I thought that on Stargate, it closed off on both sides of the portal.
No.
And the gate.
Because it's a one way.
Yeah.
It only goes one way at a time. So either you dial out or you dial in.
I need to watch them all. I love that show.
So what happens if someone dials out, dials in, and streams crossed? Does that do like a Ghostbuster thing?
Yeah, they never talked about streams ever crossing in that game.
Do you know if Disney is going to get stuff like that? Just Stargate SG-1 or something, you know?
With MacGyver?
Hulu has Stargate right now.
Hulu does?
Yeah, it has all the Stargates.
See, that's the thing. Okay, with that, you know how you can
Hulu pay Disney? Hulu has a huge sci-fi selection.
Yeah, I know.
They have all of Star Trek. All of it.
Yeah, so does Netflix.
And they have all of Stargate. And I'm not sure. Well, no, they don't usually share, do they?
No. What do you mean? Well, they don't share, but it's whoever owns a license can put it. Yeah, multiple
people can have a license to it. Well, that's so that's Netflix has all the Star Trek movies. Not movies, but the shows.
Series?
Yeah, they got all the series.
Oh, interesting.
I didn't know. But I've heard that Star Trek is going to leave Netflix in a while. And like The Office is going to be going away.
Yeah, isn't The Office going to its own streaming service?
I don't know.
I think like CBS, whoever owns Office, I think is doing their own.
It wasn't CBS. It was
ABC, NBC,
NBC.
Yeah.
Or maybe it is ABC.
Well, whoever owns it, whatever. It's NBC. Whatever BC, BS, whatever station.
BBS. The BBS. Actually, BBS probably owned the original Office.
Yeah, the UK
version. The UK
version. I've always heard the UK version is better than the US version.
I've heard the opposite, but I've heard it's just
BBC.
BBC, that's what I meant.
I was like,
BBS is his first website.
I miss the earth. Oh, man. Like GeoCities. You guys remember that? Those weird under construction GIFs people would put.
yeah.
I miss those old crappy websites. Angel Fire.
Our brother used to do ASCII art. On BBS's.
Yeah.
You remember that? I did Dragon ASCII art?
I didn't know much about it back then. So.
And basically, a BBS was a website, but only you could only connect to one website. You were dialing in to a website on a modem.
Yeah, just a bulletin board?
Yep, just boom. You had a one-way connection to a website. And then you had to disconnect your modem from it. Yep. You were basically going to an IP address. And then you could do stuff on it, and post comments, and he did his ASCII art there, and he got famous for it. Then he got cyberbullied. He was one of the first kids in the world to get cyberbullied. I don't know if that's true, but
I have no idea.
He did there. I have log files of cyberbullies, like logs. People were being mean to Richard and saying rude stuff to him, stuff.
David looks like he wants to Telnet into his email now.
Telnet?
Yeah.
That's a very unsecure old way of connecting to things.
You ever done that to get to your email? Yeah. Have you used Telnet?
I used to have to use Telnet at EMC.
Fun times.
FTP.
I used to Telnet into my Nortel equipment at home at work. It was good times.
But it's so insecure now. Anybody can hack that because you didn't even need a password or username on some of those. You didn't have to set it up.
Nope.
FTP didn't require it either, but SFTP does. Port 21 is FTP. And you just pull up that FTP site, boom. You can have all the files you want. No password needed.
Well, we're anyway. About an hour plus, so we want to be done.
I don't know. I think now that we're getting into like network topology, yeah, we should probably.
Yeah, you guys lost me pretty bad. We even talked about network.
TCP/IP.
Pretty soon, me and Justin will BBC. Start talking about like the old BNC connectors and people vampire tapping into your network.
No idea. Yeah. Okay.
All right.
Token ring.
Token ring.
Still none of
those.
David's like, no, no.
Yeah, mm-mm. Still a blank. No,
no.
You can tell I didn't go to any sort of computer schooling at all.
You never took like a computer networking class in high school?
Yeah, I never took classes. Any code class. Nothing.
Never took like Pascal programming?
Never took any programming class. I did, however, take a, what was it, computer management class for my tech management degree. We had to do
It was like a generic computer.
It was a very generic, just computer management class.
I had to take, that was my first class in IT.
So that probably we just same one. Knew, like, of all the technologies.
It's basically computers 101. Have a technology
class, or technology business, then you know
how. Did they start out teaching you how to use a USB thumb drive? Because that's what they taught us, the first thing.
We had to upload documents and stuff.
Yeah.
To their little website thing for the class and
or shared drive.
Yeah, I don't even know. I don't remember.
Dave was just blacked it out. It's like this horrific experience for him.
It was very boring. There's a reason I don't do that stuff. But yeah, I like doing more designer kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm. So I guess we're gonna get to making videos now.
Sure.
All right. That's been our hour-long podcast. Hope everyone's enjoyed. I can't see the mount. Wait, hold on.
Hi, Jared.
Bye, Jim.